We hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights.
We have a power!
And we've raised a spoiled brat representative government that needs to be taken to the woodshed. Are you satisfied with the government that owns you? There are churches who refuse to allow us to use their facilities to teach.
Unspoken or even sometimes spoken rule that religion and politics don't mix. You wouldn't dare speak out against the government or somehow resist.
Christians have to be involved in politics. God commands it.
Every turn of event through history hinged.
One person will stand up.
Upon a single person.
And then everybody else will stand.
A gym member, surrounded by a crowd of supporters, was placed in handcuffs.
A Tampa Bay pastor has been arrested.
Sentenced to a week in
jail.
She
also tore up a cease and desist letter.
We have a posterity waiting for us to say, we will not comply, so you will be free. We have a chance to fight without bloodshed. But every time we comply, we establish a future where our children will not have that option.
Why do we sit down when all should be standing? And why do we back down?
Rise and shine, liberty loving patriots. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Chris Ann Hall here, KRISANNEHALL.com, where we are liberty over security, principle over party, and truth over your favorite personality. Welcome, JC.
Howdy.
Welcome, everybody, to the show. We have great, great people. Tacoma in the house. Gabriella was the first one in the chat room again today. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Southeast Texas, Indiana, Nate Bama says.
Go Gators.
That's not what Nate Bama says. Hey, Nate, I sent you an email today, so check your email if you didn't get it already. Louisiana, California, the Republic of Kansas, Richard is with us. Oregon. Oregon is free, finally, today. Hmm. Pittsburgh, SoCal, great. People, great, great people in the house. So excited to see the movie. Yes, we're so excited that you get to see the movie too. We're excited that everybody gets it. Mason City, Central Illinois. Mason City. I know a lot about Illinois. I don't remember that city. Let's see. What else do we have? Val's in the house. Oregon again. And lots. Michigan. Auburn, Alabama. Oh, there's your Alabama people. JC's developing quite the Alabama following. Pretty excited about that.
Clearly.
You're like an Alabama magnet, man. You really are. Tyler,
we
Texas.
We have lots of good friends in Alabama.
Tyler, Texas. We have lots of good friends in Tyler, Texas.
Yep.
Great, great people in Texas. North Texas. Thank you, Sadie Bell. I'm so excited. You guys totally lift my heart. Of course, people from Florida. Look at this. Derek's at Disney. Is the Chris Ann Hall show actually broadcasting on Disney property? That would be an exciting thing to know about. Northern Nevada, North Carolina. Oh, look at this. Lots of congratulations to Sunny in the chat room today. People have been checking out my Instagram and noticing that Sunny and Selwyn got engaged.
Yep. Selwyn popped the question.
Selwyn. Elkhart, Indiana. Welcome, Elkhart. So our non-compliant movie will be doing its worldwide premiere on July 2nd. World premiere of non-compliant movie July 2nd, 2021 at noncompliantmovie.com. We actually have non-compliant movie posters. So, I mean, that's really cool. Oh, we've got this video. Let me go ahead.
Autograph shirt. We'll start taking bids now. We didn't even plan this. What the heck?
Yeah.
We'll start taking bids now, but you have to DM me and on Instagram.
There we go.
You're now live. Hey, Chris Ann here.
And Sunny.
Being my straight guy. You guys know that coming up on July 2nd is the big worldwide premiere of our documentary, Non-Compliant. And Sunny and I are here to give you some incentive, a reward for
a contest,
to be a non-compliant watcher. If you're a non-compliant watcher, does that mean you don't comply while you're watching?
Yeah, you don't even comply while you're watching.
Yeah. So here's the contest, okay? Take a selfie of yourself. Because if it's other people, then it's a weefie. It's not a selfie.
It has to be a selfie, just you.
A selfie of you watching the non-compliant documentary. And the three top selfies will be winners.
Yeah, you're going to win.
What are they going to win?
You're going to win this great, stylish, non-compliant t-shirt.
That particular one?
Well, we'll get to that.
So the top three selfies will receive a free, which not free, but at no cost to you, non-compliant t-shirt. Now there are rules. Sunny, what are the rules?
The rules are, well, it has to just be a picture of you. Because if you take a picture of your family of 18 watching it, we're not sending you 18 shirts. So it has to be just you. And you need to hashtag non-compliant movie. Because if you don't do that, we're never going to see your selfie. So you won't have a chance to win.
They can also tag.
Yes. And if you tag Chris Ann Hall
on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which is @ChrisAnn.Hall. Tag me. Hashtag non-compliant movie. Not just non-compliant. Non-compliant movie. So Sunny can see your selfie. Mm-hmm. The top three will be chosen to receive, at no cost to you, a beautiful non-compliant t-shirt so you can advertise to everyone how non-compliant you are.
What if they want your shirts?
Oh, if you want this specific shirt, all you have to do is send me $100 and I will send you this shirt. It's a collector's item. It's been to all of her meetings. I won't even wash it. I will ship it right to you. All you have to do is send me $100.
But you tag Sunny or DM Sunny at your Instagram. Yep. What is it?
VTHE_SunnyShaw.
Tell them that you want this shirt.
It's a collector's item.
The collector's item. And she will let you know how
you should auction
it for $100.
Oh,
we should auction
that's
it.
That's even better.
Yeah,
auction.
An auction. Sunny's shirt.
Send your bids in now.
Send your bids in now.
I'll even autograph it with like a silver Sharpie.
A silver Sharpie. Sunny Shaw, original.
Is Chris Ann Hall going to autograph it?
We should do
it. It's got to be more expensive.
More expensive?
You want to auction your autographed shirt?
Auction off my autographed shirt. We'll start taking bids now. We didn't even plan this. What the heck?
Yeah.
We'll start taking bids now, but you have to DM me and on Instagram at chrisann.hall. And when do we announce the bid winners?
The winners of the contest. And I guess if anybody is crazy enough to bid on these shirts, they will be announced on Monday the 12th on the Chris Ann Hall Show.
Yes, on the Chris Ann Hall Show. Then we will contact you. We will DM you and let you know that you've won. We'll get your shirt size and we'll, if you win the auction, we'll show you where to place your bids.
Yeah.
Now, this is a non-profit movie, so technically speaking, your bid on our shirt would be tax deductible.
Wow.
Just a little bonus for your
If you have like an extra $10,000 sitting around.
Yeah.
And you want a tax break.
You want a tax break.
What better?
Or, you know, maybe you're Zuckerberg. All righty,
so if you
want to
watch the rest of
the video, can you imagine Zuckerberg with a non-
Go to Instagram or on Facebook. We're on I put it up on Facebook too, so you can watch it there. But we had some fun there. JC, you know what's funny? on Facebook, because I posted on Facebook. Somebody said, somebody posted on my Facebook page, that's ridiculous. I'm not paying $100 for a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I was like, it's a joke.
I've already said
it's a joke.
People, the funniest people on social media are the people that don't have a sense of humor.
That don't have a sense of humor.
They don't get when humor is happening. You have to have like a flashing humor sign.
Yeah.
This is a joke.
This is a joke. This is a joke. This is a joke. Well, this is not a joke, by the way.
But I mean, like she said, I mean, you know, if you're crazy enough.
Yeah, if you're going to do it. Do it. Do it. We'll auction them off, man. If it gets washed. If it gets washed, it's no longer worth $100.
Right.
All right. So, Waves of Freedom, our riverboat cruise coming up on July
9th. Well, she will sell it for $100.
She will, too.
Or auction price.
Or auction price. Seriously. Sunny's all about that. She's an entrepreneur.
But not really.
Yeah. If you want to auction it. We'll do it. So Kathy says, yeah, auction it.
Started as a joke, ends as
a
check in the mail.
Yeah, check in the mail. Waves of Freedom, still time to sign up for our riverboat cruise. July 9th, the first ever Chris Ann Hall riverboat cruise. I've actually wanted to do a cruise thing. It's sort of this little sort of jealous thing that I have with what's his name? Tom Woods. He always has like a Pacific cruise.
The cruise, yeah.
Yeah, I've always wanted to have a cruise. I just don't have the nerve to actually schedule one, and then it's just me, Sunny Selwyn,
cruise,
and
right?
JC. Yeah, Sunny will be there.
Sunny and Selwyn
will be on the cruise
with us. Yeah, and Selwyn, so don't get any ideas.
Yeah, don't get any ideas. Sunny Selwyn will be on the cruise. Selwyn will be on the cruise. I don't think Mary Beth's having that kind of...
No,
she's not having that.
Sunny will be on the cruise.
Sunny will be on the cruise. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can...
Meet the whole gang. Meet the whole crew.
If we bid the shirt up before July 9th, then you come to the cruise and you're the winner, and then you can have the shirt there you go. Right? That's pretty awesome, huh?
Or just bring a $100 bill.
Just bring a $100 bill. Just tell her. Also, coming up, July 4th, our special July 4th event... JC and I tag teaming a Religious Liberty Summit at the River Church of Northwest Arkansas, going to be held in Bentonville, Arkansas. I have to tell you about some pretty prestigious guests that we're going to have at that one, JC.
Sonny can sing karaoke on the cruise.
Sonny can sing probably, more than karaoke on the cruise.
I would sing. I will do it, but... Yeah. You probably won't enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's probably a couple of karaoke songs I could not, you know, make people drown themselves in the water on.
Right.
Maybe.
Right. So,
that would be fun.
Really, really great stuff.
Let's see, Liberty First Karaoke Night.
Liberty First Karaoke Night.
Yeah.
I just don't have the nerve to
designate a place and then be like, okay, we'll be here. Everybody come, let's do karaoke.
I suppose we could do that.
Chris Ann and karaoke.
Chris Ann and karaoke night. Yeah. Hey, look, guys.
I'll be on the one and two.
Now, JC used to break dance back in the day.
There is a video somewhere.
There is a video.
That my relatives have.
That the relatives have. I have seen of JC breakdancing. I suspect that there is probably... more than one video out there.
Probably.
Then, you know, of JC breakdancing. And I didn't know you could do the wiki, wiki, wiki thing.
Went at it a few times.
Went at it a few times.
Yeah, it was VHS, but I think my uncle digitized it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Hey, another announcement that I wanted to make, not for us, but for other people. I know we have a lot of people from Canada who follow us on this program. We have a pretty large Canadian following here at the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. So I wanted to let you know, tomorrow night, YouTube, on the Rodney Howard Brown YouTube channel, right here, beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, It's Canada Day tomorrow, and we're going to have a special Canada Day service starting tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you are in Canada, you can watch on YouTube at the Rodney Howard Brown YouTube channel, or cool. You can watch at revival.com.
A Canada Day.
Canada Day.
Open up, stand for your liberty
Open service. Up, stand for your liberty service, Canada Today. Pastors and ministers in Canada, gather your people around and watch this. Pastor Arthur Pawlowski will be there, and Pastor Bill Prankert will be there. They are Canadian pastors. Cool. And so for our Canadian people, a special Canadian day to help encourage Canadians to take the stand.
Yeah.
To take the stand for religious liberty.
This is the pastor that took a stand and got arrested for it. Went to jail for having church.
Rodney Howard Brown, the first pastor in the world to go to jail over COVID.
But not the last.
And it happened here in Florida.
Crazy.
Insane, right? Happened here in Florida. So that's Rodney Howard Brown YouTube channel. And it's tomorrow starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Canada Day special.
Oh, it'll be interesting.
JC, I did this just... I have a couple articles up here that I wanna do. Look at that. Did you see that? I like go to click the thing and it's gone. Mm-hmm. There we go. No, go away. There we go. All right. So I wanted to show you... This I ran across this and you know, I'm a scientist, so don't tell me I'm out of my league, but biochemist by training before I went to law school. I wanted to show you this. This is something that you guys need to look out for. These are the new buzzwords in the climate change world. Wet bulb globe temperature.
I don't know what that means.
So wet bulb globe temperature is it's like the heat index.
I see that.
But like the heat index on steroids, okay? So it's essentially the temperature, humidity, wind speed, sun angle, and solar radiation levels. Heat index only encompasses temperature and humidity, right?
Okay.
So the idea is to give people a better sense of how hot the weather feels, not just how warm the air is. And because it's more accurate to human perception than heat index, more meteorologists have started using it, right? So you can't go outside now, right? Because now the wet bulb globe temperature index will be published. And so... What you may maybe not felt hot before, but once the wet bulb globe temperature index gets involved, they're going to start regulating how you can go outside, because then, you know, it's not safe for you anymore. Okay, so let's see. A heat index well over 100 degrees Fahrenheit, your body can stay at 98.6 degrees. But the point at which sweat stops working, once the wet bulb temperature passes 95 degrees, because in order to maintain normal internal temperature, your skin has to stay at 95 degrees or below. So this whole article is all about how the new wet bulb temperature range is going to tell you when you can and cannot go outside, when it's too hot to work outside, right? So between 80 and 88 degrees Fahrenheit, working in the sun for more than 30 to 45 minutes puts your body under stress.
Nonsense.
Above 88 wet bulb globe temperature, you can really only work or exercise for 20 minutes without putting yourself in peril. At about 90 degrees, you can't be active in the heat for more than 15 minutes.
Whatever.
And then once we get to the wet bulb globe temperature of 90 above, you can't go outside at all.
People are retarded.
Let me tell you, Mike, this is not a joke. Let me tell you a problem with this. Is not a joke. Here's how weenie we've become.
Here's a basic problem with stuff like this. that I see with a lot of these so-called scientific whatever. I mean, even if it's legit science.
Yeah, it is. It's not new. Here's the problem. But it's being used to regulate when you can go outside or not. They're going to start passing. It's too dangerous for you to go outside.
So here's the problem.
You can't work outside.
People aren't the same. Right? Who are they talking about?
Right.
If it's this temperature, then this is what happens to the human body. What human body? There's a general sort of, what would you call it, range of human body function. But people aren't the same. So there's one guy can tolerate. I mean, I've been in the same heat as the guy beside me, and this guy passes out.
Right.
Or vice versa, whatever.
Well, you pull somebody from Michigan down to Florida for Florida summer, and they're like, oh, this is terrible. I can't live. You put Chris Ann in Southwest Texas. I was sentenced by the U.S. Army to spend time in San Angelo, Texas. I hated it. Don't put me outside. Couldn't stand it, right? So I don't really... You're right, JC. This is all relative. It doesn't mean anything.
No, it's garbage. People's bodies work differently. I mean, there's certain things that, okay, this will kill you, whatever. But, yeah, this is total crap. Give me a break. So stupid. First off, I thought the heat index... Whoever paid attention to the so-called heat index anyway?
Okay, you know what?
You hear that all the time.
I don't care. In fact, I've been hearing what the heat index says. If it's hot outside, it's hot outside. If it's not, it's not.
You go out, it's hot. I mean, you know, if it's hot, like who's listening to the heat index? It's just stupid. I always thought the heat index was idiotic, and so never paid attention to it. So my mom was texting me just a few days ago, like about the heat wave and whatever. Because we're in Tampa. I was outside. I got in the truck, drive somewhere, and the radio happened to be on, and I catch this tail end of some weather thing and them going off about some unbearable heat, and heat index was this. And I'm looking around going, what are they talking about? I'm literally in Tampa right now. What are they talking about?
Right.
And so my mom texted me, what about all this heat and you handling the heat? And I said, I keep hearing about it. I don't know what heat you're talking about.
I know.
I'm here. What is this? So it's just idiotic. And they kept going on about the heat index. Like, what are you, heat index? What is that? I mean, has that ever made sense to anybody? But like they'll say it's 92 degrees outside, but the heat index makes it feel like 108. Like, no, it feels like 92 to me. It pretty much feels like every 92 in Florida I've ever felt. Yep. I mean, I felt 108 in Arizona, and this 92 degrees does not feel anything like the 108 I felt. Oh, no. That's because the heat index was different. Like, okay, whatever. Shut up. There's a news station in Jacksonville.
Don't wear a winter coat. If it's cold, don't wear a tank top.
WOKV, I think, in Jacksonville. So they made it even worse. So on their weather thing,
WARP.
No, WOKV, I think, is the station.
That's Cincinnati, WARP.
So they have this weather meter that they came. I guess they came up with. So we have the weather meter, and I used to listen to some of the talk shows on that station. It's a news, news and talk station, and they would come on in the breaks and go, "Well, it's a 5 on the weather meter." Like, what does that even mean? What you're a 5 on the weather meter? So, as if the heat index was not dumb enough, they create their own measure, and then you're supposed to know, well, what does a 5 on the weather meter mean? I didn't even know what to do. Am I supposed to put on the raincoat, take an umbrella, wear shorts and a tank top? Like, what, 5 on the weather meter? What is 5 on the weather meter?
Yeah.
So this is the new global bulb. It's 92 on the global wet balls or whatever they call it. So don't go outside because what?
It's
what are you
stupid.
Talking about?
It's absolutely stupid. Speaking of stupid, here we go. Are you ready, JC? California bans travel to Florida and 4 other states.
Praise God. Finally, California did something right.
Yeah. So just so you know, if you live in California, you are not banned to come to Florida. What this means is that California is not going to use their tax dollars to send their whacked out liberal state employees or state college students
right.
to come to Florida.
Wonderful.
And they're ticked off, JC, because DeSantis signed into law the fact that you can't have a penis and play in women's sports.
Mm-hmm.
So they're mad.
If you rearrange the words in that sentence, you can't do that either.
By law, you can't be a man and say you're a woman in Florida and play women's sports. And so California's all mad about that. So they're not going to be using any of their California tax dollars to send any of their state or county employees or college students to Florida.
If that was the trick of keeping California liberals out of Florida, I mean, what took so long? My goodness.
I know, right?
Should have done that years ago. What other things can we come up with?
California. Here we go. This is hilarious, JC. This is probably, I don't know if this is the funniest story that I have today. So California is trying to put...
I thought the global wet balls index was...
Bulb. Okay. Men just love to use that word.
That's pretty funny.
I don't know. Sonny and I had this conversation the other day. Men love to use that word. Women don't use that word. We just run around going, you know, talking about those things. You know, soccer balls or baseballs or whatever. It's not a word on our daily agenda, but men, daily, you use that word. You just find ways to use that word. It's hilarious.
Sports is a big part of life.
Yeah, that's right, because that's what you're talking about. Anyway, so California is on this big green push, right? So they're going to lead the way in the whole climate change, global, whatever, right? And so what we have is California is getting everybody off of quote-unquote fossil fuels. So that means everything in California is moving to solar and wind power. Well, guess what? The infrastructure is collapsing because they're also trying to ban the sale of non-electric vehicles to go green. But the electric infrastructure is collapsing because wind and solar cannot meet the stuff. So California is now going around telling everybody, don't plug in your electric cars. Mm-hmm. If you want to keep the lights on in your house, don't plug in your electric cars.
You want to drive or have electricity in your house? Welcome to California. And you think we want you to come to Florida?
Oh, man. Let me make this plea. If you are in California and you are watching this show, there is plenty of room for you here in Florida. Plenty of room for you in Texas. We will put you wherever you want to go to get away from the madness. It's time to shore up the states that are not insane. That's what we need to do. We need to shore up the states that are not insane. If you live in NoCal and you can separate into your own state, then go ahead and do that. But
these people.
Is that not hilarious? I knew that was going to make you laugh. We have to go green. We have to put everybody
on. Keep your lights on. Unplug your car.
You cannot recharge your electric cars. Try not to recharge your electric cars.
Going back to the Stone Age, like the 20s. I mean, I remember I've been in places, I've lived in places where the electrical work is so bad that we'd run around unplugging things, mm-hmm. right? You're trying to run the toaster and you're throwing breakers. And so, unplug this, unplug that while you're making toast. And then once you're done making your toast, you can plug everything back in. So that's pretty much California. They've rolled back the clock to the days where you cannot power everything that you need to.
But here's the thing. This is, you know what the next step is in California? It's third world country where they start turning off the electricity certain times of the day. You know, when we were in Haiti and boom, the electricity went off in Port-au-Prince. Oh, well, this is just the time of the day when the government doesn't let us have electricity.
But if you decide.
You got to do everything before the government turns off the electricity.
But if you decide, okay, I'll get a horse. I'll ride a horse or something. They'll probably arrest you.
No.
Or shoot you.
No, because you can't. Number number one, it's abusing.
Oh, it's anti-PETA.
Anti-PETA. The horse and is a slave. The horse emits has rights. Methane gas.
Do horses do that? Is that just a cow?
No. Because horses eat the same grass that the cows do.
Okay.
So they all push out the methane gas.
Okay. Speaking of cow,
they're coming to global warming.
Speaking of cow farts, let's go back to the fossil fuel thing. I'm just going to throw this out there, and maybe you think I sound like an idiot, but the fossil fuel, is that really a thing?
No, because oil doesn't come from fossils.
Slow down. You're making a declaration. Like, you know the science. I'm just asking the question. So do you know this? Or
I do know this is a thing?
But I mean, think about...
I am a scientist.
No, think about... So what we were taught, the dinosaurs would get trapped in a tar pit or something.
In the swamp. You
know, thousands and thousands of them or whatever. Because I guess they have to die. All die in the same spot.
Millions. They all get died in the swamp.
They decay.
In the swamp.
And then transform into petroleum.
In the swamp.
Does that sound wacky to anybody but me?
And then they're buried thousands of feet under the earth.
I'm just saying that's... Is that still a thing? Have they decided that's so crazy that they don't teach that anymore? Are we still teaching that oil comes from rotted dinosaurs?
In swamps, yes.
In swamps?
Yes. Rotted dinosaurs and swamp organic material. Yes.
I mean,
that's what they were teaching when I was in school anyway.
So who finds that a strange story?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it's not true, I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But do we not question a story like that? Here's another one. So along those same lines, because it just sounds weird to me. Because what is dinosaur? You know, a dinosaur would be like an alligator, a reptile, whatever. Same thing. So what? He has bones, which is calcium. You know, protein make up the muscles.
Mm-hmm.
What other place do the things that make up a body turn into petroleum? And what is the process of that?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any, you know, animal DNA in this oil?
Yeah,
it just sounds like a very strange thing to me. And that's supposed to be science. It sounds like a fairy tale. It sounds like something you tell kids, mm-hmm. like just this dinosaur story we made up for kids. Another thing, so it reminds me of this. We were at a manatee viewing in Central Florida.
Oh, my gosh. You're not going to tell this story.
I don't know where you guys are. Oh, my gosh. Evolution or whatever. I don't care.
You're going to tell this story.
But
we were at a restaurant.
We were at a restaurant, and they had placemats.
It was actually like the food center at the manatee.
Yeah, it was like a park, like state park. Or
yeah,
something.
And you go and you sit in
a
little
and so in
cafe.
In the cafe
park.
Were the little, you know, mats for kids, the little on the table that they draw on or whatever. So it was like this coloring map for kids. And Colton was sitting there. And they had on the on this mat the story of the origin of the manatee. Okay. So where did the manatee come from according to this description on the mat? In the headline, the title said manatee more closely related to the elephant. And then as you read the story, you realize, no, it wasn't related to the elephant. They're literally saying it mutated into a manatee. So
I'm
about to tell it.
Okay. Well, you just
the thing said, this is where manatees came from. Elephants hung out in shallow water so long that their legs dissolved off.
It became flippers.
And they became a manatee.
Mm-hmm. It was actually a story.
And
Colton was maybe seven. Kids place mat, color and learn about the manatee.
And he was like seven and he read it. And I see this look on his face and he looks up and he goes, what? Like a little seven-year-old, what? Video. And that's when I read it, and I bust out laughing. I'm like, really? That's how evolution, their legs dissolved because they hung out in the water too long.
I wish we had
and
kept
became
that.
A manatee.
I wish we'd have kept that because people are going to think you're just making that up.
I swear.
They're really going to think you made that up.
My hand on the Bible, I swear to God, that's, which yep. I'm probably not supposed to do that. But
so
I,
yesterday we were talking about like, the fact that.
Come on.
Well, yeah, yesterday. So we were talking about yesterday about how the fact how critical race theory
and
is.
And that's science, by the way.
Yesterday we were talking about the fact that critical race theory is not a new thing. And lo and behold, I stumbled across this article, and amusing things don't usually make it to the show. Sometimes they do, but if they just amuse me, then they amuse me and I go on. But this, I had to bring up, not just simply because of the fact that it proves the point that we were saying, but who it is, okay? All right, so this is from Politico, an opinion piece. I've been a critical race theorist for 30 years. Our opponents are just proving our point for us, right? So mm-hmm. he's been teaching critical race theory for over 30 years. He's a lawyer, mm-hmm. okay? He is a lawyer.
Well, that's where it
he
originated.
Teaches law at Georgetown University Law Center mm-hmm. and has been teaching the law of critical race theory for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. A law professor closely related with critical race theory movement for more than 30 years. He says, I'm astonished. Most academic work never gets noticed at all, and ours is being publicly vilified, even banned. And he says, the fact that the people are vilifying and banning it proves they were right, that critical race theory is exactly what we say it is because yeah. you don't want it.
Well, that's how part of the critical theory works. I think we talked about that mm-hmm. on our, when we did the episode specifically focused on this, that one of the ways that it works is any critique of it is proof of its veracity.
But I want you to see that
so
we
question
have
anything,
been
aha,
teaching
see,
people for 30 years critical race theory. This is not something new. This no. is not something that has just hit the ways. Mm-mm. This is... Thank you, Derek. Stay away from critical racism theory by K.A. Hey Liberty shirt. Yay! At?
GodGunsLiberty.com.
GodGunsLiberty.com.
Theory. I don't have that shirt yet. But
yeah.
So thank you for that shirt idea.
Yeah, that's a good shirt idea.
Yeah, it's...
Anyway.
No,
but so,
nothing new.
Why,
so more
why,
evidence.
Why does an entire millennial generation have a proclivity, even the ones that consider themselves conservatives... Right? Even the conservative millennials will have a critical race theory bent. Why are they awake? Because for three generations, we've been teaching CRT and we don't even notice. Mm-hmm. Right? This is, I guess this is our rapid fire Wednesday. I guess, I don't know. But this came across the my radar today, and because this is a religious freedom issue, I wanted to share it with you. So a Colorado memorial draws religious freedom concerns, and it's a memorial, JC, that was paid for by a bunch of Boy Scouts. Mm-hmm. Okay, so these Boy Scouts honoring veterans in the cemetery in Monument, Colorado, put up this memorial. You see all the different branches there. Only two defining forces have ever offered to die for you, Jesus Christ and the American soldier. One died for your soul, the other died for your freedom. We honor those who made freedom a reality.
Okay.
And it's...
Some snowflakes don't like it.
It's a memorial honoring veterans in a cemetery in Monument, Colorado, mm-hmm. paid for with private dollars. It was not paid for with any tax dollars. Nobody did anything that said, you know, that any money came from anybody's pocket involuntarily. Everybody who paid for this, a 16-year-old Boy Scout and his family raised $50,000 in donations as part of a Boy Scout project mm-hmm. to put that up there. And now you've got a whole bunch of people got their panties in a wad, and they want the monument to come down. Well, here's the legality of it. There's no reason why the monument needs to come down legally. It's private dollars. It's not in a place. If you want to have a different monument, you can have your own monument somewhere else. You can walk three headstones away and see Jewish symbols. You can walk four headstones away, you know, whatever, and see whatever symbols you want.
Right.
This is not something that the government needs to have its nose in, and all the people triggered by this need to go home and suck their thumbs and leave the rest of us alone.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Okay, first off, I want to ask, how many people are going to wander by the monument, the cemetery in Monument, Colorado? Seriously, how many? I mean,
apparently enough to wander by to get their feelings hurt.
No, it only takes one. Mm-hmm. It only takes one with a camera and a snowflake shoulder. That's all it takes, just one. And then all of a sudden, the media grabs on this, right? And it's all over the place. You'll notice if you read the article that I put up there, the ACLU is not involved in this one, right? Because the ACLU is getting tired of being handed their hat over these monument things.
Yeah.
Because the ACLU has been trying to pull down these monuments, even on public property, right? The courts will not allow these monuments to be pulled down. And so the ACLU is not going to be wasting any more money on these things. So you got to have these, you've got to have these little people that don't even know what the heck they're talking about, like Military Religious Freedom Foundation. And
I always want to know, like who these people are, where do they live? Mm-hmm. And you just want to go harass them, but that wouldn't be the legal and good thing to do, but it just annoys me. You would love for them to get a taste of their own medicine.
Displays. This is not a state-sponsored display. This right. was paid for with private money, and that's where these people need to get their head on right. Mm-hmm. They don't even know. Mikey Weinstein, the president of Military Religious Freedom Foundation, I don't know if he's a lawyer or not, but he needs to find a constitutional lawyer to explain to him that if the Boy Scouts pay for something, it's not state sponsored.
Mind your business.
Mind your business. That's what this is about. And in the same respect, my Christian brethren, ancestren out there, if they put up some monument next to this one that is
Church of Satan,
then shut your mouth.
That's their business,
not yours. So if you're going to want a monument,
it's peculiar what it,
this, then you can't be all upset when somebody puts a monument up that they like.
Why do they have the name Military Religious Freedom Foundation? Is this they sound more like anti-freedom, anti-religious
no,
freedom.
No, it really is a play on that Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Yeah, where's the from? So there should be a from in
from religion.
Military Religious Freedom Foundation.
Yeah, so Military Religious Freedom Foundation
should be fighting for this, yes, not against it.
Exactly. And then they should go ahead and put whatever monument next to it that they want to and what other religious sects they want. You're right, John. Liberty is liberty. So keep your mouth shut if you don't like it. So one of the big stories today, another legal story, by the way, on CNN. So we have all these stupid little ad things that pop up. God.
Bill Cosby is a free man.
Bill Cosby is a free man today.
Wow.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court, he spent 2 years in prison already, serving on his term to prison.
Interesting.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturns his conviction. Now, let me explain to you, before anybody gets all wadded up, let me explain to you why this is the proper verdict holding for the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. A little bit of information that maybe the media never told anybody, but two things, which is very interesting because I read this article on CNN earlier today. Mm-hmm. And I went back, you know, because I do my research throughout the day whenever I have a few minutes, and then I have this little folder on my phone where I keep these stories, and then when we sit down, I put them up. So when I put up this article, JC, it was completely different than it was this afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
It was practically a completely different article. I mean, there were things in this article that I found very legally relevant, but they're gone. They're poof. So I wrote them down. So I'm going to tell you what they were, what CNN has wiped out about it. So the interesting thing is most people don't realize that Bill Cosby was actually promised immunity by the DA. He was promised immunity for waiving his rights to be silent and talking about where he got the Quaaludes from. So they offered him immunity to out the Quaalude supplier.
Interesting.
And then that DA left office. A new DA came in. The new DA did not honor that promise of immunity and prosecuted him for this. So when Bill Cosby went to court, he had been deceived into waiving his right to remain silent. So he had no longer a right to remain silent at his own trial because they had promised him immunity and they tried him anyway and the judge ignored it.
So do you think that the participants in the legal system purposefully sabotaged the case, or do you think they're that incompetent?
Do you really overzealous, want to know, you know what?
Or a combination
okay,
of
so
those
do you want
things.
To know what my
what do you
real
think?
This is now Chris Ann Hall does not do the opinion thing, but I'm just going to go ahead since Stacey's act and give you my opinion. My opinion is, number one, a prosecutor is hard-grained programmed on the war on drugs, right? So they thought, oh, we got this big name guy. We can go after this big name drug dealer. Whoever's given these Quaaludes, we'll give him immunity. Right? Big deal. Nothing out of the ordinary. However, when the story hit the media, then all of a sudden they were like, oh, crap. Yeah. What do we do? And the new DA says, well, I didn't offer him immunity.
Right, because then you'd be in the paper.
You'd be the guy
who cut a deal to let the rapist get off.
Exactly.
So you could catch the
exactly,
pill
because this is a high-profile case. And the drug issue is not high-profile because Hollywood is drowning in drugs, and nobody cares about the drug dealers right. in Hollywood, right? So we've got a prosecutor who was, you know, got the regular prosecutorial mentality of we got to go war on drugs, war on drugs, war on drugs. And then the new prosecutor comes in, and now all of a sudden the media hits it, and now he's a rapist, and we can't make deals with rapists.
Sure.
So the problem then becomes when the judge refuses to hear from the defense attorney that there was an immunity granted here.
Interesting.
Now, the other interesting aspect in this.
Don't trust promises from the DA. See how quickly that can change.
Yeah, exactly. Well, part of the problem with Bill Cosby's case was Bill Cosby's defense attorney didn't get it in writing quick enough. So they had to claim, well, we didn't do immunity because there was nothing in writing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the good news was it was on audio recording, right? So they have this immunity thing, right? Now, the second thing, and I want you to get your sort of layman's take on this, JC. The second thing here that's very interesting to me, the part that was taken out of the CNN article that was in the article when it was first published this morning, okay, was that the judges on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court commented on how many of the witnesses against him were allowed to engage in character testimony that should not have been allowed under the rules of criminal justice. So this judge not only dismissed the evidence of immunity, but also allowed character testimony to come in against Bill Cosby that was questionable regarding the rules of criminal justice. So JC's been married to a lawyer now for, well, I've been a lawyer for over 20 years. We've been married 25 years this year, but been married to a lawyer for 20 years. And I was a prosecutor for nearly a decade. And he's been involved in a lot of trial preparation with me. And they know we knows there are things that we as prosecutors are not allowed to bring up about a defendant's past and about a defendant's character, no matter what we have to prove it.
Yeah. I think it's evidence of how the courts are not about the rule of law or any of the procedures. So politicized, and
this was politicized.
Like, this is a celebrity thing and whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's all about those other things rather than about the law which is typical. So this is a good illustration of where the courts are today, how unreliable it is,
Bill Cosby,
and what kind of mess you create.
Bill Cosby is a free man today, and he ought to be, because his trial was a judicial sham and
a political media circus. And the flip side of that is because of how they have completely abandoned the rule of law, abandoned the law, period. They create a mess where potentially here's a guy that, you know, is probably pretty solid, that the dude did what he was accused of and he's a rapist and whatever. And now, boom, he's gone. Really no justice for the victims because of this nonsense, because they refuse to just follow the law. Just follow the rule of law. Just follow the proper procedure. Just do your job the way you're supposed to do your job. They're so willy-nilly and so used to just getting away, doing whatever they want, this kind of stuff you end up with. And, you know, whether guy's guilty or not, like, now you've thrown confusion and possibly on the evidence, a guilty guy go free. But
how much confidence can you have in the evidence anyway anymore?
Right.
You can't have any confidence in it.
Found guilty if you're not going to follow... You know, if you're not going to follow the proper process to reach that conclusion.
By the way, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned his conviction with prejudice, which means they can't try him again.
I'd like to add this too. I think it's also pertinent that he's a celebrity, mm-hmm. because there are many, 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 many people in similar situations that don't get this decision, that don't get let out. So I think that's another thing going on here. He's enjoying his privilege, celebrity privilege.
Yeah, and Mike, you're absolutely right, because you can't count the number of people who are in prison right now on death row.
Same stuff.
With bad cases.
And a lot
like
worse.
This.
And yes, a lot worse than the violations.
Well, death row.
In this case.
I mean, seriously, you're on death row because of bad evidence that happens. Yep. Mike asking if Bill Cosby has a lawsuit. He actually has a lawsuit in this case.
Yeah.
So because of how this was handled. So.
And some say this is. Some suggest this, and then this thing is a setup and a distraction from everything going on with Trump today. Trump's at the border. Was at the border today, mm-hmm. and which I think is you juxtapose that with this administration's completely ignoring the border, making a mess of the border. So now you have to have a former president ends up being the one to try to take the lead at the border because this administration doesn't want to do anything.
Yeah.
Another thing about that, tomorrow is supposed to be when Trump, former President Trump and some of his associates are supposed to be charged out of that New York,
right?
New York investigation.
Yeah, we'll have to see how that works out too.
They don't want to talk about Trump being at the border, but I guarantee you tomorrow that if the charges come out, that will be the story from sunup to sundown, around the clock, every one of these stations.
Oh, by the way, Brian, the immunity that we're talking about with Bill Cosby is not the same thing as qualified immunity. Those are two different topics. So those are not even the same thing.
I am anti-qualified immunity.
Yes.
If you commit a crime, you should be held accountable. It doesn't matter who you are. Just because you wear a uniform or you occupy some government position, I think that qualified immunity is
utter garbage.
That's
not the same thing as what happened with Bill Cosby. Those are two different types of immunity. All right, so this is a video I want to show you. This has to do with the condo that collapsed in Surfside, Florida. And I've been wanting to talk about this from a different perspective, something that the people are not talking about. But this popped up before I could talk about it the way I wanted to talk about it, but I wanted to play this so you guys could see this. I want to make sure this is all turned up. There we go.
In terms of climate, you brought up what's happening, what we're seeing in the Pacific Northwest. We've been talking a lot about what happened in Florida at the Surfside condominium building that collapsed. We don't know exactly what happened at this point. But given what we know about the changing climate, given that we've seen an increase in these so-called extraordinary tides and the impact that that can have in areas like South Florida, do you think that climate could have played a role in that building's collapse?
Well, obviously, we don't know fully, but we do know that the seas are rising. I mean, we know that we're losing inches and inches of beaches, not just in Florida, but all around. Lake Michigan, where I'm from, we've seen the loss of beaches because the waters are rising. So, you know, this is a phenomenon that will continue. Whether it we'll have to wait.
So the energy secretary says that the sea Surfside. Okay, Mac, what is going on with Mac? The Surfside building collapsed because we're losing beaches. Now, the beach is over here, guys. And the collapse happened over here. So this is not beach erosion. This is not beach erosion. So it's not like they built the building and the waves of the ocean are now lapping against the building. This is not beach erosion. But you want to see, JC's got some articles that pulled up here because
they take every opportunity, opportunity to push the climate change narrative. Yeah. I mean, that's all she ever wants to talk about, by the way.
Now, let me point out something to you while we're looking at this building. This building is in Florida. Florida and Surfside have what we call zoning laws. They have building codes. They have building permits. They have building inspections. They have building regulations. They have regulations. Florida actually has, because we're a hurricane state and we have sinkholes too, regulations on structures out the wazoo, right? So why isn't anybody talking about the failure of the government in their regulatory process to prevent that from happening? Because we are sold a bill of goods that we must have government regulating our businesses and regulating our buildings and regulating our homes and construction and all this stuff, because only government regulating will stop things from happening like this. But we need to talk about this, because if government regulation is the only thing that will stop buildings from collapsing, why did this happen?
Right.
This is a governmental failure if you think that government regulations stop bad things from happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need to talk about. Otherwise, you need to recognize that government regulation does not stop bad things from happening, that government regulation is no more secure than allowing someone to build their place and then be accountable for their activity, civilly or criminally, right? We don't need extra regulations. We need to prosecute people criminally for criminal negligence. We need to allow the civil courts to allow for civil damages in those kind of situations. So I just want to point out one more time how government regulation does not stop bad things from happening. Government regulation just simply squashes prosperity, ingenuity. It squashes liberty. Now, she said water levels of the Great Lakes are rising. That's what she said. But this article in what is that?
This is Scientific American.
What is that?
Scientific American.
Scientific American?
Yeah, right.
This is like one of the most premier scientific journals.
They rise and fall based on cycles. And this article goes through the whole rigmarole of, oh, this is happening, that is happening. The conclusion you come to is they don't know. So there's all of these various factors and contributing factors. And so they can't say, well, this is because climate change. The fact is they don't know.
Yeah. You pulled out like three of them here.
Oh, yeah, because Great Lakes water, this is just 2 weeks ago. Great Lakes water levels aren't doing what they're supposed to, rise in the summer. So it's actually falling. And this report, goes into all the how far it's fallen in the last 2 years. So it was rising for several years. Now it's been falling for a few years. And so it says Lake Michigan and Huron are actually 13 inches lower than a normal year's spring rise. So it's just garbage. And by the way, and she's from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So newsflash, Michigan-er, Secretary of Energy, the lakes are landlocked. They're not on the ocean.
I know. That was my first thought.
What are you talking about?
Because I'm geographically challenged usually. But my first thought was, she's saying
Michigan's,
beach erosion,
Michigan's
but the lakes are...
losing beaches because of climate change. Like, what are you talking about?
One of these things is not like the other.
Yeah. In fact, here's a question. This is WGN.
Okay, hold on. Let me...
meteorologist answers this question. Somebody asked that. So if... Dear Tom, if the oceans rise substantially due to global warming, will the St. Lawrence River cause the Great Lakes to rise? Dear Bob, the Great Lakes are landlocked bodies of water that drain via the St. Lawrence River into the Atlantic Ocean. Lake Ontario, the lowest of the Great Lakes, sits 246 feet above sea level. So you're going to have to rise pretty far for the rising oceans to cause the Great Lakes to rise.
Yeah.
Great Lakes at elevations of 571 feet for Lake Erie, 577 feet for Lake Michigan Huron, 600 feet for Lake Superior, will not be affected by rising oceans, whose rise will be only about 1 foot by the year 2100. Oceans have been rising at an average of 0.14 inches per year in recent years, but the rise is expected to increase slightly in coming years. The levels of Great Lakes fluctuate a few feet in cycles that are independent of ocean levels.
So your energy secretary is an idiot.
They'll push climate change as an explanation for everything under the sun at the drop of a hat, and they'll drop the hat.
Yeah. So your energy secretary is an idiot. An absolute idiot.
It used to be global warming, and everybody's like, that's crap. Okay, well, we'll call it climate change. I'm pretty sure climate always changes, has been changing.
It's called sun cycles.
Well, I mean,
you want to know about the sun cycles?
It's everything cycles.
Yeah, everything
cycles. I mean, there's a thousand different elements, and they go through cycles just like this. Because whether it's warm, whether it's cold, whether it's raining, not raining, like every single thing that happens that these guys see out there, global warming, climate change, man-made climate change is causing every weather phenomenon, everything. So, and now it's causing buildings to collapse.
Now it's calling that are not anywhere like on the ocean.
Come on.
So whatever.
Give me a break.
All right, guys. That's the show for today.
You're
remember,
climate change deniers.
Oh yeah, yeah. Reality, they're reality deniers. So remember, make sure that you like and share the show today. If you like it, let us know. If you don't like it, keep your opinion to yourself, because we don't care. I'm just kidding. But I want you guys to make sure that we do our best to get this out and let all your friends and family members, coworkers know how important it is. Our numbers are growing, and that's because of you. Don't forget noncompliantmovie.com, July 2nd. Don't forget Canada Today on the Rodney Howard Brown YouTube channel and on revival.com tomorrow at 7 p.m. Let's all encourage our Canadian neighbors to stand for religious liberty as well. And we will see you
tomorrow.